Let's see if it continues. And let's see if this is This Week in the Berkshire Edge with David and Marcy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We had an email snafu.
Yes, we have too.
So
everybody's having snafus
so
today.
Not only did I have, I've had several computer glitches this morning, but, you know, I held out till 8:30 and I started another show, but there, by the grace of God, the computer shut down again. So we have 25 minutes where we can talk.
We just sent you an email with our story.
And I've got them right here now. I brought them up in front of me. So
sorry about that.
Obviously, this was meant to go on this morning because the way things worked out, it worked out. So we'll go on from there. Well, we'll start off. Why not start off with the foundry? Because an agreement was reached, I read your story about this, and I liked the way you characterized this. The saga of the foundry in West Stockbridge seems to have reached, and when I read your story, I said to myself, this isn't really a very solid agreement.
No.
You know, it is just people trying to scrape by somehow.
We call that kicking the can down the road. You know, you're trying to get by it, but this is going to wind up in court again. I have no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you think we need to review slightly?
Sure. Absolutely. What happened about the foundry and their music and Tuck restaurant? I mean, it's a pretty horrible neighbor versus neighbor story.
Well, that's the
it's big a typical.
Problem.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
A classic one of these stories where, you know, you have this traditional restaurant, Truk's Orient Express. And it's been there for many years, and it's very popular. We've eaten there. Behind it, and around through its property, behind it is an operation called The Foundry, which is a big music venue, or wannabe music venue. And it's been a contentious issue before the select board whether to allow the access to this
and whether to let the foundry
have
play music.
Yeah, and play music, which will drown out people eating indoors and outdoors
and living nearby
at the restaurant.
You know,
what they agreed on is that the foundry can perform music, but there's a sound monitoring that's going to go on, and that the special permit approval sets the sound level at a decibel level lower than what the foundry had wanted.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure that every time that there's a concert this summer, somebody is going to be measuring the decibel level and there are going to be complaints.
You know, what's interesting about decibel levels, and I have some experience with this. I opened up a kids' nightclub in North Canaan years and years and years ago. And we bought, we had disc jockeys in and everything like that. And when we first started, we had complaints from people around outside. Who were in an apartment building that the noise was too loud. So we called the Connecticut State Police, and we brought the Connecticut State Police in. And on a Friday night, when we were open, they came, and they set up a decibel measure, all right? And there was decibel level was about 45, which is not normal, but it's not horrible, okay? So then during the day, the state police came back on Saturday, and they set it up outside where the road went by, Main Street went by. And every time a car went by, the decibel level was about 55. And whenever a truck went by, the decibel level was about 75. So the state police and some, the people, we came to an agreement that what we did is we turned down the bass when the disc jockey was playing. We turned down the bass because the bass was actually transmitting more vibration than sound.
Mm. Yeah.
And we kept our decibel level the same, and it was fine from that point on. But when you've got a situation developing like you have up there where people, there's nothing worse than being in a restaurant and not being able to converse with the people you're with. There's nothing, absolutely.
Yeah. And, or being distracted by by an event that's going on nearby. You know?
It's going to be very hard for people to agree on that decibel level, and I'm very interested to see what happens when they open up and they start playing. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I mean it's if you read this article, you can see the level of antagonism that the woman who owns the Foundry says. You know, the only person who's complained, she says, is the restaurateur, and how come nobody else is complaining? Although they also had a letter from the owner of Rouge Restaurant, which is now closed, saying that the Foundry was not a good neighbor. They used parking spaces that weren't there, including a food truck and other vehicles in the lot intended for use by Rouge, and they illegally disposed of their trash in Rouge's dumpster. So there are a number of complaints, but it looks like the Foundry has got permission now to go ahead.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how many people.
It's going to be interesting.
How many people monitor it? You know what I mean?
Because
decibel meters are not expensive to buy.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Right.
You can get them for under $100.
Right.
And all they have to do is hang one up in the restaurant, and call. And then if it's above the certain decibel, I don't know what decibel level they've set for music and stuff, but if it's above that decibel level. They'll compare it to the decibel level normally inside the restaurant.
Right.
And then they'll take that normal level and they'll compare it to one when music is playing. And they'll find out exactly how much it is.
Right.
And the figures don't lie. The figures don't lie.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
But it's still a story that you hate to see.
Right.
You want everybody to be able to make a living, but you also want everybody to make a living that they had been making.
Well,
yes, and also, you know, we want a town to be lively. We want we also want people to this brings people into town, and so a lot of people like it.
Yeah,
well, trucks bring people into town,
yeah,
too.
Also, right.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where the people who are elected in government positions are going to have to make a final decision, whether it's it's early in the summer or whether it's late in the summer. They won't be able to kick the can down the road. They just won't be able to. So we'll see what happens. It's too bad. It really is.
It is too bad. But trucks is interesting restaurant's been there for so many years, and I feel like the Foundry could somehow or other. I think Trucks is getting the short end of this deal here.
Yeah, well, it's like I said, when it happened to me, being a person who was in radio and people knew me and everything, I completely understood what the people were saying next to me, and that's why we went out and we did what we did, and everybody was kind of happy, okay?
Yeah.
Everybody was kind of happy, and we went along and we operated for 2.5 to 3 years with no problem. You have to be on that level where you're willing to settle for a little less than you had. Both sides.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like she is.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens.
They both settling for a little less than they wanted.
Well, we'll see. We'll see once the action starts. Right. That's the whole
thing.
It's kind of listen to Vladimir Putin's excuses about what he's going to do, and then actually what he does. What exactly what he does.
Right.
All right. We'll leave the Foundry in our rearview mirror for the time being.
Yes.
But I like the way you you have this story titled too. We alert our readers that for the duration of the holiday season now upon us, Great Barrington has suspended parking time limits. I think that's
good. This is a traditional story.
This is not momentous news.
No.
But very useful. So if you're not running out to move your car, I don't see why they do this, actually, because I would think that you would want parking limits so that people don't, you know, employees of downtown businesses don't park all day and make it difficult for people to come and shop.
I'm surprised that they didn't include that in their announcement. That does not include employees of shops. But once again, as a government official, you're trying to please everybody.
Right.
You can't.
Well,
you
would think that the Chamber of Commerce would get together would say to the merchants, you know, it's in your interest not to park in front of your store.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but
right,
you would think so.
Well, it's fine because as different as those stories sound, they're actually pretty similar when you come right down to the basic fact of it. Is that it's hard to regulate business like this. It's really hard.
It is. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know,
it's not just regulating them. You know, this is in their best interest, actually.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, as communities, you don't want to charge too much taxes. You don't want to charge too little. You don't want to have too much parking fees. You don't want to have too little. You want two businesses that are side by side to try to get along, because everybody can be in a win-win situation. And it's today there just isn't that situation. Everybody's on edge. Everybody.
Yes.
And why is that?
Well, because we are completely divided.
Yeah, it goes through everything.
As evidenced by the Georgia election last night, 51-49, 51% to 49%. I mean, it's somehow every community is completely divided.
We just have to find a way to get by that as people. Well, anyways,
right.
But you know, this is this holiday season parking time. You know, parking regulations during the holiday season has gone on for many years. You know, this is not new, but it's just alerting people that we're going to have some parking limits. And actually, you know, the town has gone out of its way to make sure that everyone is alerted to places where they can park for a longer time.
Well, this always
comes. And I must say, we have a very lively downtown now.
You do.
You know, there was a point a couple of years ago where there were lots of empty stores or storefronts, and people were nervous. But now, we have lots of new shops. They're interesting new shops. None of them are chain stores. They're all individually owned. It's very lively. There are lots of things to buy in downtown Great Barrington. You know, and in fact, we have, we are now doing regular profiles of businesses. And although David didn't put this on his list, we have our Monday business lineup, and this week we did an article about a store called Westerland, which is not only in Great Barrington but also in Millerton, and the shoes that you can buy. We have this wonderful woman who's writing articles about specific items that you can buy in local stores that are unusual, and so this time she was talking about the unusual shoes that can be bought in Westerland, in Great Barrington, as well as Millerton. So there are lots of really interesting stores. So the downtown has become very lively.
And you know what? That's what, as a town and as residents of that town, that's what you want.
Oh, that's what we want. Yeah. Definitely. And there are more and more people down. I see more and more people downtown. So this is a good thing.
I want to move on to your next story. Yeah. And that was what happened in Pittsfield, where people gathered to remember those who died in accidents that resulted from impaired driving.
Yes, right.
Well, it's a cautionary tale for the holidays.
Yeah.
To remind people not to drive after drinking.
Right.
And so this is a story about people having a ceremony to just to recall incidences of you know incidences of that during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's been going on for 16 years.
Yeah.
Since a particular woman was killed when the driver of the car she was riding and lost control and struck a tree.
Yeah.
So this was organized by the state police and the Berkshire District Attorney's Office, and they've been holding this for several years with photographs of some of the many residents who died because of impaired drivers. Now, I'm not quite sure what impaired means, but I'm sure it means drunk or...
drunk or high or or even reaching down to get a hold of your cell phone. I mean, all those things are involved in it now. And you try to bring it up and remind people that it's 2.5 seconds out of your life and it could cost somebody years and years of their life.
Their lives or, you know, or... damage that ruins their life.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We've got because we're so short in time, we've only got about 6 minutes left. I want to get to the two stories that pop out to me. The story on the potential merger of school districts in Berkshire County, and long bus rides for students if and when that does happen.
Right.
Yeah. This is a story that we've been following for many years. We have in Southern Berkshire County two regional school districts, and the question is, whether with the gradual decline of student population here, whether it's justified these two different school districts, two separate school districts, can be justified, or should they be somehow united? And so. The districts have a study committee that has been looking into whether or not they could be merged, and where the merged high school would be, for instance, and that implies transportation and bus rides in the morning for students who now perhaps live closer to the high school, but would have to travel quite far if the high school's one or the other high school became the principal school.
And we've had that problem forever. Yeah. When Region 1 was formed, the students in Kent, it's at minimum a 30 to 40 minute ride by the time they get to school.
They're saying that they're sketching out different scenarios of where the school would be and. One scenario, the longest ride time would be 60 minutes each way.
That's 2 hours out of the day.
That means if the school starts at 8:30, the kids have to be ready to be picked up at 7:30.
Yep. That's a long.
So there are different scenarios. One is 41 minutes. One is 60 minutes. Another is 45 minutes.
And it's at the end of the day, too.
Yeah, then coming back, right.
Yeah.
All right, very quickly, because I want to get to the last story that we can talk about, and I'm going to choose one that's close to home, and that is Crescendo. They are holding a couple of concerts, one in Stockbridge and Lakeville this weekend.
Right, they are. Renaissance and Baroque works for chorus and
Yeah, they're wonderful, actually. Yeah,
right.
It's a good holiday show.
right. But I also want to say that, so this is... December 10th in Stockbridge, December 11th
at Trinity Church
in Lakeville. Also on December 11th, although David didn't include it, is the chamber music group that I chair called Close Encounters with Music, and they are performing on Sunday, September 11th in Great Barrington at the Mahewi, playing Beethoven. So there's, and I know that there's another choral concert. I forget the name of the group. It's also playing at St. James. I mean, Close Encounters is at the Mahewi on Sunday at 4, and there's another group at St. James Sunday at 3, and then Crescendo Sunday at I don't know what time in Lakeville on the 11th. So it's everybody tried to get in, a weekend before the holidays got too close, and so we have really a bounty this weekend.
Okay, well, I'll remind you as a member that you're, send us the information from your concerts so we can post them on the air.
And the same for us. Yes. We have a calendar and we post them, and people need to send them to us too, although they seem to be doing that.
Well, you make sure you send yours to me.
Okay. Well, we get them from the organization.
Okay. Well, maybe contact somebody in the organization, seeing as you get a little pull.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway,
but it is, the holiday season can get quite crowded.
Oh. Very crowded, yes.
It's amazing. You know what? It's nice to have it back, though, because
sure
it's been dead for 2 years, and you know what? I'm reveling in everything that's going on now. So it's nice to see it coming back. Well, we're out of time, but at least we got most of it in today.
We got most of it in. Right.
All right. So we'll speak
we
to you next
women
week.
Women on the verge out, though.
All right. But
we left a lot of things out.
Yeah,
so
I know, but
people should come to theberkshireedge.com.
That's it. And you'll find out about it.
Find out about it. Right.
All right. So we'll speak to you guys next week.
Okay.
Marshall.
All right. Take
Have
care.
A good week.
Yeah. Take care.
Bye.
That is the Berkshire Edge on air on Robin Hood Radio. Of course, you can find them at theberkshireedge.com.